Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Mahalo Monday and Tuesday Surf Report, brought to you by the Ron John Surf Shop in Cocoa Beach, Florida. Hey, today on Monday, we have Thigh to Lucky waist-high sets coming in about 10 seconds from the east. Light north winds are going to be building in the mid-teens as the day goes on. So this is going to be probably like your last good chance to get on it before we start getting these onshore winds. Now Tuesday, we start to see the results of the interaction between the low that's turned into Hurricane Tammy and the area of high pressure coming off the U.S. Onshore winds are going to be picking up into the high teens, bringing waist plus sets, maybe a little bigger, of wind swell in the better spots in the end of the day for the Space Coast down to about Port St. Lucie area. North Florida is going to be a notch smaller because we're going to be getting the wind swell up there, but not that background bump from Tammy. The Tammy swell is going to fill in for the rest of the coast for Wednesday and might even get a little bit of it missing the shadow down into South Florida. Looking ahead, full-blown hurricane wind swell for Wednesday. Surf builds to the chest plus zone. Strong onshore winds are going to start easing a little bit for the weekend as Tammy moves further east. Now, conditions are not going to really be that great because we're going to be seeing a lot of onshore winds, but I'm kind of seeing a couple little spots where we might get some pockets of weaker onshore winds over the next couple days. It's a little hard to pick out the exact spots this early on because, you know, there's a lot of stuff this hurricane can do over the next, 24 hours, let alone 2-3 days down the road. So I'm going to kind of give a little more of a detailed report coming up on Wednesday, let you know if I see any of those little spots where the winds are going to be a little easier to deal with. Now, we may even have a couple leftovers for the start of next week. Kind of all depends on how quickly Tammy makes this turn and if it burns out. Going out into the Atlantic. I've been keeping an eye on the wave model. It had this like really wonky like 8 to 10 foot idea for like Tuesday last week. And I kind of made a note of that was being a little optimistic right there. But it looks like it's settled down and it's looking pretty accurate at this point. So I'll be back on Wednesday to let you guys know if I see any changes. And be sure to check out those sponsors all across the website. They're the ones that keep the lights on and keep us in business here. And hey, be sure to check the cams. It's always the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks so much for checking out Surf Guru.